You're a goddamn genius.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Nobody's fault but my own.
One.
I sure would like to blame it on somebody.
One, two, three, four.
Hey, John, did you get a guest today?
I did.
All right, well, you're off the hook.
Hey, Don.
Never mind.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's all the time it took. Much more music.
Oh, talk it up. Yeah, talk it up.
Much more music station. How you doing, everybody? You like music? Spent like a cow. M-O-O-S-I-C. S-I-C rhymes with T-I-C. I've got the ticks. W-T-I-C in Hartford. Want to send this one out to Mary O'Mara.
Hey, all right.
Sends
all right,
on
no.
the instant message.
No, stop it. Stop. No. That's what? An 87-year-old woman.
I was going to make a dedication to you.
Oh, okay.
From your mom.
All right, start it from the beginning.
Be sweet.
Sweet mama.
Be sweet.
WTIC at Hartford. Music time. 36 after the hour. Hey, just about 2 more minutes. We can do that goddamn weather thing again. This comes from Mary O'Mara. Hartford, Connecticut. Long distance dedication. Hey, Mike. When are you going to make me a grandma again?
Nicely done.
Okay. Made you fall down.
God damn it.
Made you fall down. I said you fell down.
I like to fall out, though.
I made you fell down, Mike.
I like to fall out.
I made you fell down.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Right.
I know. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Howdy.
This is surprising and odd and weird. A new study says washing after sex can increase the risk of acquiring HIV. In Uganda, where AIDS is a major problem, they found that uncircumcised men who washed themselves immediately afterward actually increased the risk of HIV infection. The study says waiting at least 10 minutes greatly lowers the risk.
How do they explain how?
Well, sort of, but not really. Let me tell you what they did say.
Okay.
Quoting one doctor in the study, "Don't just finish and jump out of bed." The doctors doing the study say they really don't know exactly why yet. Maybe the water somehow carries the virus upstream, if you get my drift.
Okay, all right, now I understand.
How long are you supposed to sit there and just...
Wait at least 10 minutes before
marinade?
Washing, is what they're saying.
I like to clean up right away.
And most people do. And maybe, here's another theory, maybe it's the soap they use in South Africa, the fact that it's more irritating to the skin than the soaps we use in the U.S. If it makes the skin raw, the skin's then more susceptible to infection. Sounds like a job for Mythbusters.
It's 38 after the hour.
Now, your local on the 8s.
AIDS soap.
Look at all the iguanas we've killed.
Thank you. That was the joke.
That's right. When you figure in inflation, our paychecks have actually gotten smaller every year for the last 5 years running.
Joe.
Incomes are up over the last 5 years, but
Joe.
They haven't kept up with prices.
And when
you take inflation out of the picture, our paychecks are 1% smaller than they were 5 years ago.
Joe!
The White House says we shouldn't be surprised at this in the aftermath of the internet bubble bursting.
Joe.
But we also know that an increased number of people in America divides the pie into smaller pieces.
Lowering
the average.
What did you use to shout out the window of the limousine? Thin the herd.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Our average income, by the way, now is just over $55,000 a year. About half of us make less than $30,000 a year.
Joe.
About two-thirds of us make less than $50,000.
Joe.
Oh, by the way,
hi, Joe.
About the war, the Iraq progress report that's due out in September, it's expected now to be released, according to the White House, on or around September 11th. And while the White House says it will contain the...
Pixie Carl Rove.
9/11 timing.
And while the White House says it will, the report will contain the thoughts of the war's commander, General Petraeus. He won't actually be writing the report we'll be reading. That job will be handled by the White House.
They're farming it out to James Patterson.
That'd be good.
John, good. Short chapters.
John Grisham.
I love those short chapters.
In my humble opinion, that Obama girl is just about as hot as it gets, and I suspect that most of the 3 million people who have checked out the scantily clad singer-dancer on YouTube would agree.
That video girl? Yeah, mm-hmm. She is pretty hot.
Yeah, I think so. She gyrates while singing healthcare reform, it makes me warm. Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Rob.
Here she is.
It's me, Whack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald, head, ass.
Barack Obama is actually a little uncomfortable with the attention, and I think you'll believe him when he explains it. First of all, he didn't even crack a smile when he was asked about the Obama girl in an interview. He said his daughters had asked their mother about it. Their mom told them, Daddy already has a wife. Huh?
She looks like, I've seen her, she looks like she could she could be tough on him.
A serious woman, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean Mrs.
Obama.
Right.
Yeah. Mrs. Obama doesn't look like she takes any crap at all.
She looks like she's a Hillary in training.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obama.
That's right.
Obama's mama, right.
Mama Obama.
Obama says he just wishes people would think about the consequences of what they do and the effect it could have on kids and families.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
And speaking of video, the high-def DVD format war isn't over. Now, Paramount and DreamWorks say HD DVD is their choice over Blu-ray.
Oh, good. So you won't throw away that gift
well,
I got you
then.
I never
was going to throw it
sure,
away anyway.
I get Craigslist. I see what you're doing.
Watch the DVD in it over the weekend.
It's not my ad.
I'm never throwing mine away.
Me neither.
You're a good friend, Mike.
Thank you very much.
A good, loyal friend, Mike.
Absolutely. As well.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Michael.
Didn't
O'Mara.
We have this dispute with Replay TV too? When TiVo was coming out,
Replay lost that battle. Yeah, sadly, because the software just sucks. I think on DirecTV and TiVo's DVRs, I don't like them at all. Not human friendly at all.
I Rob and I both have the DirecTV, the new DVR, the one that's coming out. If you want to get all their high def channels, thing works like a son of a bitch. I mean, it's so much better than TiVo. Robbie, am I right or am I right?
Fantastic.
When you just click ahead. To go 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds. I mean, you don't watch any commercials at all.
That's true.
It's a brilliant machine.
And the replay button is fantastic. I think it's set at 8 seconds. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it's great.
And the best thing is that little blue light that goes round and round and round.
There you go.
And reverse.
Yeah, all right. I'm happy for you guys.
You don't have it, do you, Mike?
No, I don't have it yet.
You know what you can do, Mike, when you get it?
I need three of them.
Pick any show you like. Hit record twice, it'll never miss an episode. That's all there is to it.
That's all you have to do. You don't have to go to season pass.
No, it's too smart. You want to delete? You know, like the 4-1 button.
Yeah.
All you do is hit the dash button twice.
Right.
Yep, and it's gone.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's another question.
Yes.
Does the remote for it light up at night?
No.
Mine does.
Oh, does it?
Not really. Not really. Their remotes. We can all agree. Their remotes suck.
Speaking of, my remote fillets me. Does yours do that for you?
Yeah. Well, you paid extra.
Only when you turn on channel 593.
Hey, if that's the case, for $14.
That
would be a bargain.
And talk about profits going up.
And what if you had, DC. For $14, you had your choice of like six different chicks?
Oh, wouldn't that be incredible? Yeah. All like remotes that turn into women.
Someday.
That's like you know what that's like? It's like in Star Wars. And I do mean Star Wars, not Star Trek. I mean, in Star Wars, the first time it was one of those little holograph things, like,
right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Princess Leia, it's me down here.
Do you know, seriously, as far as I believe we'll see something like that in our lifetime. I really do believe we'll see some sort of sexual gratification android
We're
type
very
thing.
Close already.
I really think we'll see something like that. Because you're seeing more. Oh, yeah, I believe so.
No,
well, he's not going to make it till the end of the show today.
So anyway, this is, I think, big that DreamWorks and Paramount have chosen HD DVD, especially at a time where we're hearing other companies coming out saying Blu-ray is their choice. From now on, Paramount and DreamWorks, a lot of kids' movies, all those families will be released in that format and that format only. Paramount's banking on the fact that HD DVD players are less expensive than their Blu-ray counterparts, and now they're down to $300. Sony, Fox, Disney, and MGM only sell Blu-ray discs. Universal, Paramount, and Time Warner sell HD DVDs.
Do they both play in both machines?
No.
No.
There are combo players, but they are slow and difficult.
God, come on.
Yeah, this isn't over yet.
You know,
it's going to be messy.
Another area that is being fought in is that PS3 has HD DVD built into it, and you have to buy the add-on for Xbox. But if you do the math, the Xbox now is like down to $279,
right?
And the add-on for HD DVD is like $100.50.
Okay.
And the PlayStation 3 is still going for what, like almost $500, something like that. So why wouldn't you?
And whatever happened to Wii? Are they still selling well?
God, Wii is hot as balls.
It is.
Okay.
That's outpacing PS3, am I right?
Especially worldwide. Yeah.
I everybody I've talked to that has that game system said it's fantastic.
It is good.
Wee!
That's what they say.
It's kind of for retards, though.
I know.
I mean, it is.
Oh. Wee!
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Let's play tennis.
If you've ever been to a casino, you probably know what it means to get soaked, but Floyd Kibalowski got soaked at Caesars in Indiana in a more literal way. He sat down at a slot machine. It sounded just like this. He sat down at the machine to try his luck and found that he was sitting in a puddle of urine.
Oh, God, at a casino, gross.
From the lady who just left the machine.
Oh, God. Oh, that is so God gross.
Hello.
Well, sure, Floyd got up quickly, but it was too late. It was already dripping off of his shorts. And
hello!
Oh, he's wearing shorts.
Down his leg.
Oh, my buzz.
While he was running to his car to get some dry sweat, someone else sat down in the puddle.
Oh, God.
Caesars has apologized and admits this kind of thing does happen, what with gambling addicts who won't take a break.
Oh, that's nasty. I've seen the type of women that do that, and that would do that.
And aging players who are incontinent. They're used to that at Caesars. They know about that.
Oh, gross. That is so foul.
Hold on a second.
Hey, guys, it is a great day for racing.
Hey, Holly.
We are live at King George Speedway, where we are getting in on the go-kart craze. Come on, bring my kart on up, because I'm ready to hit the track. I'm going to tell you why you, too, can get on this serious speedway fun. It's all live next on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us.
Ew.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
That bitch!
Holly, you left a puddle.
It's Holly Morris roulette.
Well, as we mentioned the other day, it isn't easy being the world's biggest hamburger chain, and now McDonald's is being sued over a McBand-Aid. In England, Arden Cart says he found a Band-Aid baked inside his biscuit.
You're just like baby vomit.
Your news is making me queasy tonight.
Then I'm doing my job.
Oh, God.
Arden says he has a severe allergic reaction to latex from which adhesive bandages are made. He says it's been 2 years since the incident of suffering, so he's suing for an undisclosed amount of money. He says he knew there was a foreign object in the biscuit as soon as he took a bite. His tongue swelled. He pulled it out of his mouth, a Band-Aid that he describes as bloody, and not in that British way.
I bet that over there they had those substitute workers working for the regulars. Maybe so. They had some
scabs
in there.
Arden says if his wife had not rushed him to the hospital, he would have died from anaphylactic shock. He says some of the welts still haven't healed and that the steroid medications he still takes make him puffy.
Okay, I'm going to barf.
And overweight.
Jesus Christ. Bear with me for a second,
You're overkilling.
Hold on, please. It's 48 after the hour.
Now, your local on the 8s.
It's not a bad palate cleanser.
We got all the way to Vegas.
It's still there.
We're still going.
Thank you. That was the joke.
That's right.
Good joke.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Finally, animal stories. In Towson,
right.
Maryland.
A little quiet for Super Jock.
That's right. Little Tommy.
In Towson, Maryland, beware the giant rabid beavers. A woman and a teenager have both been bitten there while swimming. Authorities are warning people to be on the lookout for a beaver foaming at the mouth. They've already killed one 50-pound beaver using a rock.
Ooh.
And in Serbia, a 23-year-old man was found dead and half-eaten in the bear cage at the Belgrade Zoo. Misha and Masha didn't want to let the zookeepers in to recover the body. The man had apparently climbed into the cage and removed his clothing after throwing in a number of items. It happened during the local beer festival, so authorities believe the man was probably drunk.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
I want to play with the teddy bear.
Joe.
Otherwise, quoting a cop, only an idiot would jump into the bear cage.
Joe.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Sorry about that, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Kind of got a workout today on the show, Joe.
Absolutely.
We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. And good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
And as we used to say back in old Mexico City.
All right.
AMF.
Okay, Peter North.
You win.
Bye-bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.